And so we do come together today to celebrate Pentecost, the coming of the Holy Spirit on the disciples. And I'm assured that the colour for Pentecost is red. And so we have a red table today as a symbol of the redness of Pentecost. And I want to put some words on that table. I'm going to switch microphones, so I'm hoping this one will work okay. And come on down. And while they're hoping, Catherine? Is it Catherine? I'm wondering if you could maybe do a little bit of reading for me. Is that okay? Good, thanks. Right. Hopefully I'm on there. Now I've got some words for you to read, okay? And I know you are good at reading. But if you have a problem with any of them, we'll get them to help you. Okay? Right. So that's the first one. Friend. What's a friend? I bet you've got lots of friends. Yes? People you like and people who like you, I bet. Yes, a friend. Well, the Holy Spirit is a friend too. I'm going to pop friend there. And the Holy Spirit has been described in lots of ways. I've got another 9 ways here that the Holy Spirit has been described. So, Catherine, what does that one say? Helper. What's a helper? What would a helper be? Very simply. Yeah. Yes, yes, somebody who's there to help, especially if you're in trouble. Now, this one is a little bit of a longer word. Can you read that one? Oh, well done. Liberator. What's a liberator? Yes, someone who sets you free. That's right. We put liberator there. How about that one? Yeah, escort. I don't think you need escorts so much nowadays, but there was a time when young ladies needed escorts, wasn't there? What's an escort? Yes, yeah, somebody that goes along with you. Yeah, an escort. That's an easy one, I think. A guide, yes. What's a guide? How? Yes, yeah. A guide. Very much like the guides, aren't they? Somebody to show you the way. Ooh, it's a more difficult one. Yeah, well done. Advocate. What's an advocate? That's a bit more difficult, isn't it? Yes, plead your cause, speak up for you, especially in a court law, court of law. Yep, so advocate. That one? Comforter, yes. That's fairly self-explanatory, isn't it? Somebody that comforts you if you need to be comforted. Let's pop that one there. A little bit more difficult, that one? Enabler. Yes, what's an enabler? Enabler. Somebody that enables. Yes. Somebody that helps you actually do something you want to do, enables you to do it. Ooh. Supporter. Anybody that enjoys sports knows what a supporter is. Yeah, somebody that supports you. And it's lovely, isn't it, if you're doing something and you have all those supporters to help you along. So, supporter. And this one? An uplifter. Yes, what's an uplifter? Yes, encouraging. Lifts you up. 10 different words there. Thank you very much, Catherine. You did very well there. 10 different words that describe this Holy Spirit. Comforter, enabler, guide, friend, helper, supporter, uplifter. The Holy Spirit is quite amazing, isn't it? Because it comes alongside you like that. The original word was the advocate, speaking for you, always alongside you. But all these things describe the Holy Spirit. And I think the Holy Spirit is pretty amazing. And it's quite amazing that we can have the Holy Spirit to do all those things for us as well.